Good evening, everybody. This is your host, Hanamir Mercado Terrace. And today I want to talk to you guys about how is it that art and guided imagery within the grounds of the Torah can help someone. Well, art is one of the most powerful ways to express oneself. If you want to do journaling, if that's part of art, writing is actually, it's artistic. And if you want to paint, if you want to just, you know, color one of those relaxation books, everything, you know, where our neshama, our soul, has this something called divine spark. It is given by Hashem to us. It's part of Him. It's one of the unique part of it, of He gave us a unique part of Himself to us. Part of His essence. Imagine how beautiful that is. To be able to express that part of Hashem, and within using our own uniqueness, how cool we are, and express that to the world, and that way we can express Hashem's light. And then the most extraordinary things happens. We're able to release those emotions, because while we're doing art, call it journaling, call it, you know, drawing, call it painting, whatever it is that we're doing, even knitting, whatever it is you're doing, that's an expression, artistic expression. It's a moment in time that you have a one-on-one Hashem. In those moments, you can just close your eyes and just talk to Him like you would talk to your father. I mean, He's your father, but you would talk to your best friend, and He's supposed to be your friend, your best friend. He knows more than anyone. He knows you inside and out. He knows. I always like to say, Hashem, it's true. Hashem knows the exact number of hairs in your head, and He knows the moment a leaf falls, the very second a leaf falls to the ground. He's in such control of everything, but He wants to give us a choice to choose to follow Him, and for us to choose to go to Him, just like a parent wants to give the freedom to their children to be able to take the choice and say, I'm gonna go to my dad and talk to him about this issue and get some guidance from the one that loves me the most. That's exactly what Hashem wants from us, and that's exactly one of the reasons why He gave us that tool, such a powerful tool, so we're able to go to Him in prayer and express that divine spark that comes from Him, so we can have a deeper relationship with Him, but also heal in those moments that we're feel so down, or there's some moments that we just need to reflect and just resolve an issue, whatever that may be. He's always there for us. He always wants to give us the tools necessary so we can go to Him and always knock on His door and say, Hashem, here I am. I need you. He wants to hear those words as His children saying how much we need Him. We don't have to be saying this lengthy, you know, prayer. With just a few words saying, Hashem, I need you, that's more than enough. Or, Hashem, heal me, that's more than enough. Because, my friends, we are enough for Him. Hashem knows that we are faulted. He knows there are many things that we can work on, but He wants to be there for us. That is the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing of what Hashem has done for His creation. He's such a wonderful parent. He's such a wonderful guide, that He has given us souls that he created. Those souls are having given this gift of guidance that comes from him. For people who are born with this gift of healing and this gift of counseling, and many, many other kinds of gifts, that way we can help each other, that way we can grow together. And no one's supposed to be more than another person. We just are given different kinds of gifts so that all of Hashem's creation can benefit and grow closer to him. So we can become, for once and for all, we can become one with him. And wouldn't it be wonderful that it was so close to him that the final goal that can come, the final redemption. So I leave you with these thoughts, and I leave you with this meditation, and think about it. Always meditate upon the first thing that we say when we wake up. And Shema Yisrael Adonai Elokeinu Echad. That's one of the first few things that we say. And the first thing we say, the very first thing that should come out of our mouth is Modei Ani Lefanecha. Modei Ani, thank you Hashem for one more day. Thank you Hashem. For me, it gives me this comfort to say Shema Yisrael Adonai Echad. I think and I ponder and meditate on that, you know, and I think how wonderful that we are one. How wonderful that we are one. And all of a sudden, I don't feel alone anymore. Don't you think that's such a wonderful thing? I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful evening. This is your host, Hannah Mir Hanu Gutierrez. Have a wonderful evening. Take care.